Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
Out with the old, in with the new. That's what EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt is busily doing when it comes to the waters of the U.S. rule under the Clean Water Act. The old rule is really not all that old. Gina McCarty of the Obama EPA came up with the language in the rule. It was considered a huge government overreach, challenged promptly when it went final in the fall of 2015, and it's really never been implemented as a result. Now Scott Pruitt of the Trump administration is rolling back that rule. He's got his own rule to remove the Gina McCarty WOTUS rule that is now under public comment period for the next 25 days or so. And the former Oklahoma Attorney General is out crisscrossing the country in a listening tour, getting input from farmers, ranchers, and landowners.
You know, this kind of discussion is so helpful to us because as we go across states, across the country, we get a chance to hear issues that are particular to Oklahoma, Utah, Minnesota, and hear it from folks who live these kinds of issues every day. So our goal and our objective and our responsibility is to make sure that as we develop a new definition of what a water in the United States is, that it provides objective criteria that farmers and ranchers in Oklahoma know where federal jurisdiction begins and ends. That didn't happen in 2015. It will happen with the new rule, and we're going to respect private property rights.
A room packed with Oklahoma ag leaders, government officials interacting with the administrator about WOTUS. Among those offering advice, Bill Sims, president of the Oklahoma Rural Water Association.
I pointed out that, of course, we need a definition that is simple and understandable and can be easily administered. And, of course, that's his intention.
One term that came up from both the administrator and from some of the leaders was this concept of regulatory certainty. And we asked Administrator Pruitt what he means by that term.
When we talk about regulatory certainty, we want folks knowing whether rules apply to them or not so that they know how to allocate resources to comply and to do what's necessary. I mean, a dry creek bed in southwest Oklahoma, a drainage ditch in northeast Oklahoma, or a puddle. You know, as I was in Utah last week, I was looking at an ephemeral drainage ditch outside of a subdivision, and that was called a water in the United States under the previous rule. That provides great uncertainty. Because that shouldn't be. That's inconsistent with the statute. So we want to make sure that statute and the regulations match, that we have, you know, objective criteria as we engage in rulemaking so that people know what's expected of them, and then they can plan and allocate resources accordingly.
The EPA administrator hopes to have proposed language out in the month of September and finalize a new Waters of the U.S. rule sometime early 2018. You've got farm news on Ron.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new 3-day sale week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feed our cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Click over to their website at OKCWest.com or drop by the sale barn located just east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West.
And that's a check of your latest agricultural news. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.